They said right now that I'll be finished. Hard to tell.
I can tell.
My little 15 minutes lasting long as hell.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWords.com.
You've seen what he did on Facebook, right? I'm ready.
Listen, I'm gonna make a motherfucking emoji like this. Look.
Donna D. Bianchi Production.
BoxingWords.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. I want what Mayweather got. We done bust your ass like Mayweather.
It was ball. Fight.
My life has always been a fight.
I sacrificed a lot to get to where I got to.
You don't think you're being overly critical to a guy that took a body shot and didn't go down?
That's not pressure. That's just my style. My style is to dominate. I want to get the guy. I want to stop the guy. You know, my motto is man down.
Archibus.com.
Why you mad?
I'm not saying the man can't.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous edition, everyday edition, TBV, hashtag TBV podcast, wherever hashtags are used. The gang is back as we are here to discuss more boxing talk. October 6th, DAZN Boxing USA is said to make their first U.S. debuted card in Chicago. And we have a few rumored bouts. Dan Rayfield is among those that are reporting that Thomas Adamick from Poland and Chicago having a heavy Polish, you know, demographic will be in the main event versus Big Baby Gerald Miller. Then we'll have Jesse Vargas, the Mexican, taking on Thomas Delorme, you know, claiming Puerto Rican descent, being from Dominican parents, being raised in St. Martin. Go figure. And then there's another card on there, right? They're also talking about Daniel Roman versus Gavin McDonald. And I don't think Gavin is the one that came to the U.S. and had two fights, but we'll discuss this. This is what we'll be talking about. But the big, I guess, how can I put this? The big is that Eddie Hearn and DAZN have chose to go on October 6th, which is the same date that Conor McGregor, Dana White, and the UFC have chosen to go with for the their UFC 229. I don't know, something about McGregor being back since getting his ass kicked in boxing over 2 years. And I guess this fight's a big deal with Khabib, who I've never heard of. But the thing is, like, how big is it when a guy's been out of the ring 2 years, right? It's just like, I don't know. Or is that ironic because Tyson Fury's been out of the ring and Vladimir was out of the ring? I don't know. But let me get on out to my co-hosts and get this thing started.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and missed. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
Yo, what's good, family? We back with another one. And yes, Conor McGregor will return on October 6th. Ness, you know this better than anybody. As long as you are a big name, doesn't matter how long you've been out of the ring, you can sell tickets. And for DAZN to put, well, DAZN, in all fairness to them, they announced their card first. But then the UFC came last Friday and announced that the fight will be on October 6th. And for a little backstory, Khabib is the guy that Conor McGregor was targeting when he threw that dolly at the bus. So they have a lot of back and forth, and I'm pretty sure Ron can give you more detail.
BoxingWords.com.
I've been doing this. I ain't been up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moses era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, Mark Antonio Brera. I've been through all the eras. And I still think
I'm going to get too much talk. Too much talk.
The thing is that people want their subjective preferences to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
boxwords.com.
Oh man, DAZN has a lot on their hand. Not only the fact that their card has a whole bunch of people that, you know, were like, let's see who they're going to fight, but they also have to compete against the UFC 229 with Conor McGregor's return, who holds many high pay-per-view and casual viewers in the United States. So this is going to be really tough for him to break into the market while also trying to compete against one of the big UFC superstars. So yeah, let's start the show.
To be fair to DAZN real quick, that card is a nice card. To like the from top to bottom, it looks good. They even got Katie Taylor on there, so the card looks good.
Wow, casual Mike. I'm gonna have to start taking shots at casual Mike from now on. But you know what? I don't even want
to take a shot. Hold on, why?
You know what? I don't want to. I do not want to. And I'm gonna explain myself. Because why should I rain on your optimism? You know, why should I shit on you looking forward to boxing? You know, the reason that I'm doing this is because I was sent numerous videos of other people happy that UFC chose to go on this date, happy that DAZN is in jeopardy. And I just scratched my head, like, why? Look, Eddie may not be giving us the Wilder Joshua fight, but I mean, we should not boycott Eddie and DAZN or DAZN Boxing and Matchroom USA simply because it's affiliated with Eddie Hearn. I mean,
people are talking about boycotting.
Dude, people are saying that they're happy this is happening, that this is all because Eddie's been burning bridges and trying to poach fighters and, you know, basically like, oh, I'm gonna support the UFC on that night. You know, I'll watch you. And it's just like, yo, are you a boxing fan or what are you?
And for all you dumbass fans out there, this is not the first time that the UFC and boxing has been on the same night. It just happened this past weekend. So it's not like, I don't think it was done on purpose. I just think those are the dates that are open for those people at that time.
Well, I mean, constant messages and DMs of people, you know, laughing like, ah, look at this. You know, Eddie fucked up again. And it's like, bro, I love boxing, not Eddie. I do. I do not enjoy getting an illegal stream with 700 pop-ups. I do not. I would prefer boxing to be accessible. I don't understand these morons, but I'm sorry, Ron.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, not a great thing for boxing. I mean, I'm a big fight fan, so I do watch both of the sports. Hearn did announce his date prior to the Khabib. It's not like, you know, he was out there going, yo, let me put my fight on potentially the biggest UFC star's comeback. Like, it didn't work that way. And for that point, you know, if you support boxing, you do want to have more boxing access, you know, for the United States, this is going to actually hurt it. It's not a good thing for boxing. I agree.
I mean, look, we have someone in the chat right now, and obviously it's no, you know, I'm not shocked that it's legendary boxer with his typical Eddie Hearn hatred, saying that the card is dog shit. And I won't argue with you for argument's sake. Let's hypothetically agree that the card isn't good. I don't know if there's other people of this logic, Ron, like myself, where I don't mind watching tune-ups. Am I going to stop my day to watch a tune-up? No. But if Jesse's fighting Delorme, I want to see it. Am I going to see it live? Probably not. But I want to see it. Like, Jesse's going to be treated as the A-side in this fight versus Thomas Delorme, and he needs to act like it. Can he get the knockout? Or do we learn that Jesse is simply a B-side? I don't know. I just prefer to be able to watch these types of fights. It's like Kovalev, right? He just got crushed. Would I rather him fight John Pascal on a comeback fight off TV? Or what about Pascal, who's fighting or fought in a week or a week ago? Would I rather not be able to see that? Like, I just don't get the logic in saying, fuck the zone. I'm happy this is happening. I want to watch boxing as much of it as possible.
I don't see how you can call this card a shit card, though. I mean, you got names like Jesse Vargas, Better Biev, Callum Johnson, Jarrell Miller, Daniel Roman, Katie Taylor.
Yeah, but the names are big, but they're not matched up properly, right? Like,
I mean, but Thomas
doesn't belong in the ring. Hopefully, the shaming in the media will have Eddie address that particular matchup. I know that they were looking for Arthur Spielka. I also know that Spielka's team didn't want that fight because they feel they could rebuild. They have a fight available to them in Poland.
Well, man, real quick, I live in the real world, and in the real world, I mean, your first card, you got big names on there. You want all your big names to look good on their lunch for the zone. So that right there is like a more business than boxing.
Yeah, but it's also an old way of doing business, don't you think? How long do you think that promoters of yesteryear, the Bob Arums and the what's Eddie's father's name?
Barry,
right? How long do you think that they can keep that marination?
They all do it though, Ness.
No. Listen, if Bob had his way, Lomachenko would not have fought Salido in two fights. And if Bob had his way, Lomachenko would have not fought Gary Russell.
But you did say when Bob did have his way.
If Bob had his way, Lomachenko's career and trajectory would be no different than Oscar Valdez and Gilberto Ramirez.
And Terrence Crawford, to be honest, right? Because you said...
No, because Crawford takes some chances, but you see the matchmaking in Crawford's record. You see it.
And you Bob Arums
and Top Rank are very, very smart, bro.
So that's one.
We spoke about this before. Like, they have all... Every pay-per-view star in boxing has spun off from Bob Arum.
Absolutely.
Even Canelo is an offspring of one of Bob's children, which is Oscar.
Oscar, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Connection. So it's like...
But
around.
Bob does it, Oscar does it, Eddie does it. I mean, all the promoters.
Yeah, but you see now things are changing because of social media and the internet. It gave the boxing fan power. So rematches, they're not going as long as Mayweather Canelo anymore. Matches are not going as long as negotiations. Like, even Joshua Wilder. Look, we're talking about 2 years worth of back and forth where Mayweather Canelo was still seven. You know, look at Canelo Triple G, a year and a half maybe of back and forth, and then we got the fight and we are already getting the rematch. Kovalev Ward, same thing. You're crazy. We have power now. We have power. They contact us now to ask certain things of our demographic. Like, I just believe that marination blueprint is a dying model, and if Eddie thinks he's going to use that to launch the zone or get exposure for the zone, I don't think it works. I think you're better suited putting Jesse Vargas in a competitive fight instead of in a fight that we know he's going to win, because who's going to tune in to what they know the outcome of? Everyone's going to watch the UFC because they wanted that fight between these two guys. McGregor built it up. He's throwing dollies through buses. But what the fuck did Jesse and Delorme do to each other that's going to make us turn our head that way? I'm still going to be watching because I don't watch UFC, but you know what I'm saying? What about the other fight fans who, to them, a fight is a fight?
Yeah, and big thing is, like, this is supposed to enter the U.S. market. And I'm sure, like, the fight itself happened in Chicago is going to do something, because they don't typically have a lot of fights in that city. Usually everything goes to New York and Vegas and stuff. So they may have a good I guess, in crowd attendance, but as a TV viewerships and everyone that I know, they're going to consume this Conor McGregor fight. The casuals, I mean, it's going to be all over the media. I know, like,
yeah, Dana White is projecting
ESPN, like, everyone's going to cover it.
Dana White's projecting 2 million pay-per-view buys. I seen in our chat someone said easily does 3. And the issue is you got to pay for pay-per-view and you got to pay for DAZN. But the upside for the boxing fan, scratch your head on this one, okay? You know, this Khabib fight is a one-time payment, and that's all you get. At least, you know, you pay DAZN this $10 for the whole month of fights.
And the first month is free.
Yeah, so, I mean,
the first month
so
was free.
With that being said, I mean, if you don't see it, I mean, you probably want to postpone that free trial to the next fight, right? Because at that point, they're probably going to have this fight as a rerun on the app if they're smart, right?
Not only that, though, I mean, I don't know if you want to wait till the next month, because when is Joshua happening? Oh, yeah, you're right, September. Get that one for free, September 22nd. Or, yeah, whatever.
Look, yeah, and
I'm gonna profit by this shit. You know what I mean? It's like, I wish DAZN was around for White versus Parker and Chisora versus everybody else. All those fights. That was a great night of fights that we missed out on.
I think this light heavyweight fight.
Legendary Boxer is such a hater. Look, DAZN, aka the home of PBC leftovers and rejects.
But this fight with Better Biev and Caleb Johnson, I think it might steal the show. I think it's going to be a very good fight, like light heavyweights. Callum Johnson is somebody that just knocked out.
Big Nick in the chat is saying Matchroom USA have a card in Boston on the 20th. I don't know if it's Boston. I thought it was Rhode Island for Demetrius.
No, they moved it to Boston because it's a bigger market. That's what Eddie said in an interview. He said Boston, Rhode Island, and somewhere else, but he said probably Boston, because that's the biggest market around that area.
Yeah, I mean, that's where they did Darrell DeGale, so I don't know. And they paid $3 million for that fight. Well, I don't know. Any final thoughts, guys?
Well, I just wanted to do like a side.
You're breaking up big time.
Mike was saying like UFC. What'd you say?
You're breaking up big time. You using Wi-Fi?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So the thing I wanted to just comment on is that, yeah, UFC and boxing have competed on the same days. I mean, one of their biggest UFC card they had last year was on the same night as Deontay Wilder and Bermain Stiverne and Wilder. The rematch was able to get close to, a million views live, and the UFC was able to be successful at that same time. The problem why I feel like in this is not going to do great has had a competing boxing event against Conor McGregor. The only time I've seen was Lewis King Kong Ortiz twice. So at that point, this is going to be damaging to their viewership, and I'm expecting it to get pushed behind. If they want to do some type of collateral damage right now, they need to start promoting this fight heavily if they want to get some sort of money on this fight.
I mean, on
the DAZN fight?
Yeah.
But, dude, I mean, Eddie is showing these promoters how to promote. Think about it. Today is August 6th. Press conference is August 8th. The fight is October 6th. He's doing a press conference in the state of the fight 2 months out. Fucking Canelo Triple G haven't even done a press conference yet. I mean, like, there's retards like Legendary Boxer that are hating on someone actually being a promoter. You know? It's fucking stupid. He's promoting. He's out there 2 months before. Yeah, and then I got another retard in the chat talking about Ness always hating on Eddie and DAZN. This is the first fucking DAZN video we've done.
And how we
actually backing Eddie.
Absolutely. How we hating on Eddie. But I mean, at the end of the day, the hardcore fans are going to watch the boxing, period. I mean, they're not even going to go over to UFC. But a guy like me is probably going to watch boxing and end up watching that Conor McGregor main event, because that normally pops off like after boxing goes off. So won't be a big, big issue for a guy like me, and maybe for more people out there that's kind of in that same boat. Because I mean, I'm not really interested in the UFC undercard at all, unless shit somebody's on there that's worth seeing. But boxing, I'm going to watch Big Baby. I love how he talks, and I'm going to watch that light heavyweight fight too. Jesse Vargas fight.
Phony fake love. This guy's a retard. Oh my god, bro. I used to watch Toe to Toe Tuesdays. You know how many people used to shit on Toe to Toe Tuesdays, and I would talk about it and give it the same love, because I don't care, bro. I want to see them tune-ups. I remember when Top Rank had that shit on True TV. I was watching that.
That's like, where I first seen
TV. I watch all that shit.
That's where I first seen Nathaniel Gallimore was on PBC Tuesday Night Fights. And shit, he got a fan from me just off his performance in that fight last year.
So. Yeah, and he made it all the way to a J-Rock fight, and it was entertaining. He almost won that fight. We got weirdos out here, man. You know what it is. What are you gonna do? Let's go to the callers, and first a word from our sponsors.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
We got, looks like our co-host is available out in the UK.
What's going on, Robbie?
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted he's going to beat me. He got smashed.
Why is it Wilder sold out like this, brother? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com.
Hey, Rob, man, real quick, that AJ soundbite, man, might have to go, because he ain't talking about getting it real quick.
He been saying that shit for 2 years, that if he wants some of this work, he could get it. Rob, you going to speak? Are you alive?
Am I there?
Now you're there.
Yeah. I'll maybe get a new intro, but we'll see. But I get this isn't the most electrifying card, but you know, they haven't signed the most electrifying fighters just yet, so it is what it is. And
so you're saying we should give them a pity watch?
I just think if you're a boxing fan, you're going to watch some boxing.
Exactly.
I don't understand. I mean, I'm not a UFC fan, so that this Conor McGregor fight doesn't interest me in the slightest. So I'm not going to be tuning in or even caring who wins it. So to me, I'm going to be watching boxing. But I see legendary boxer in there just going crazy, and it's all PBC rejects, and Jesse Vargas is a PBC reject and a retard. And all that. The guy needs some help, because I know this isn't the greatest fight. If it turns out it's Delorme, but Eddie's got his fighter a fight, keep him busy. You know, we last saw him in against Broner. When's Broner next fighting? I know Broner maybe isn't going to fight the likes of a Delorme, but maybe he needs to, because he ain't winning anything at the moment.
But Broner has fought plenty of Delormes. Fucking what was that guy's name? Khabib Ali-Lakurdiev or
Ashley Theopane?
All those guys, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, they just want design to file, as if like all these other networks.
It's no different than when PBC was out. Everybody wanted PBC to fail.
Yeah, man. And I just think some people seem to think that every weekend is this amazing fire weekend of boxing where every matchup is 50-50. That is a complete dream world. We've seen many boxing nights on every network where you can just go down and pick the A side in every fight. And it is what it is, but you know, you're going to have two world title fights. Whether you're interested in those weight divisions, whether you particularly know these guys, I know a couple of them are British, and for a lot of American boxing fans, they maybe not know the British guys. But it's two world title fights. I think Katie Taylor might be coming over as well on there, or he's moving her around against one of the Serrano sisters. I think we just got to watch his space. And in an interview, he said since the Dillian White fight card, he's had three top 15 heavyweights saying that Dillian White night looked crazy. Sign me up. And Eddie was like, I think it's time we signed some of these heavyweights and got these big boys in the ring and fighting each other. So you know, we'll just have to see. But for the hate that's coming in this way, and the fact it's landed on this card, like Ron said, they were putting this date out way before this Conor McGregor fight. So as far as Eddie Hearn's fucked up, that's just bullshit. That's just more reason to hate. They're just finding another reason to hate on the guy. But I hope it goes down well. I think it'll draw a good crowd, hopefully, in a new state that doesn't, or new place that doesn't necessarily get a lot of boxing. Because I'm sure there's a lot of boxing fans all across America, not just Las Vegas and New York and the usual places. So, yeah, bringing boxing to America. So quit hating, just enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to make the trip to Chicago for this press conference. I'm going to treat it as, you know, what it is. Big names. They're just mismatches right now. But that happens throughout the sport, man. Let's get out to a first-time caller or lack of name recording. 256-225. Who's this?
This is Edward in Alabama. What's up, man?
Edward, what up?
Hey, nothing much, man. You know, the only thing, like I said, UFC, like, if you're a boxing fan, you're not really concerned with that. The only thing that kind of pissed me off about it is now that the Zone have a built-in excuse of why nobody's watching it. And, the thing about it is, like, the reason I think a lot of us don't like the Zone app, I guess you could just leave it to Eddie Hearn, but the thing about it is, like, it's dismantling what PBC was trying to do. But, you know, PBC was trying to make boxing free and make it so that their revenue streams came off, you know, sponsorships and stuff like that. And now we're slowly regressing back to having to pay to watch it. And what's funny is I get UK people giving an opinion about it, but you guys don't have to pay for it. So I don't care if it's $9. Why would I pay for something that was maybe like a year ago would have been free? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's the main issue that everybody's having with it. And so, I mean, the biggest thing is, like I say, like right now, Showtime fights, I basically get to watch for free. I can watch on my Showtime Anywhere app because it's with my cable service. But now you want me to pay for some other app. And I'm going to be honest, if you don't like watching streams on those phantom sites, you shouldn't like watching streams on these apps because most of the time they don't work. Half the time they're buffering. And nobody wants to watch a fight that way, man. Nobody wants to miss three rounds in between it because my internet slowed down because everybody got on their computer at the same time watching porn. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to do that. So, I mean, that's my own problem with it. Like I said, let's not – if the Zone doesn't do well, let's just put it on the Zone. It's not the UFC fights because no UFC person is watching those the Zone fights and vice versa. That's my call. Thank you, y'all.
Edward, man, thanks for calling in, and I got that name down. Won't happen again, as we have created, finally, a one unified and undisputed phone list, and we will just continue to build from here. So those that haven't made this cut, you'll land on it soon enough. We're going out to Carmelo. Chicago, I'm coming home, baby. I'll be there Wednesday.
That's what's up, man. So I hope, looking forward to seeing you, man.
Get your pulse on you too.
I'm gonna say, just for generally, just for my city, man. It's a lot of violence here, man. A lot of negativity. Y'all probably seeing the news about Chicago. We need stuff like this. My son's a youth boxer, 9 years old. First fight on October 20th. Look out for KJ Bell. My nephew's getting the boxing 7 years old. And these are the type of events we need here in Chicago, man, to bring the kids out and show them some positivity. That's first and foremost.
Absolutely, man. Prayers out to Chicago for the violence.
Wilder fight didn't get made. That stems from that. I absolutely understand it. I'm a big Wilder fan, an American champion fan. I know all this hate, but Dan stems from that. But as long as this brings a positivity to the country, to the city, man, we need that. And we should promote, we should get behind this card. I'm bringing my nephew and my son and my brother out to the car. We're going to support it, man, because we need boxing here. It's a lot of young youth boxing here. A lot of young guys, a lot of gyms, man. And Chicago's back on the rise, man. Used to be a pool of great boxers come out of here. But since the gang banging and all the other negativity and the violence has risen, we can't promote, you know, these young boxers to look forward to big cars like this because they don't come to our city because of that. So I respect Eddie for it. I don't like Eddie personally. for the lies he's doing the media and all the playing around with the Wilder situation. But I got to respect the man because he's bringing big boxing back to our city, man. That's going to be my call, man. Shout out to the Boxing Voice. It's TBE of the YouTube. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for calling in, brother. Let me go out to Rick in Denver, Colorado. Talk to me.
I'm pretty surprised at how many people are struggling with the cost. I mean, $10, that ain't all that much money. And for me to get 32 more fights a year, I'm game. I'm loving it. And Mike, you in there? I wanted to know if you guys had ever heard of Sling TV, because you need to get Nestor on that thing. There is no reason why anybody should be paying cable companies anymore.
That shit is crap, bro. I try to.
I get every fight. I can record every fight and come back and rewatch it whenever I want.
I had it for a month. Order Showtime, and like when a fight came on, the shit totally blacked out on me.
Wow, I've never had that problem, but I just wanted other people to know that cable is a thing of the past. Streaming, I think, is obviously the way of the future. And in my opinion, it's a lot cheaper to put on a fight on a streaming app than, like, say, a football game or something like that. It's a lot less money to make happen. And boxing, I think, is the sport that they really try these new platforms with. Like, it went from radio to television. Now it's going from television to internet. And I think that's because of the cost of putting on a fight in the first place. And I think we all just got to be a little bit patient. They'll work all that shit out. But we all got to look into ways of streaming versus cable. Because spending over $100 to a cable company is just ridiculous to me. So, Ness, if you need some help with it, bro, I got you. I'll teach you how to do it. It's easy and it's cheap.
Yeah, but
my Patreon subscription would pay for it alone.
But
you guys.
But you get like Game of Thrones, because I don't just watch boxing. I watch TV, bro. Like, I'm a TV watcher.
Yeah, bro. I got like 110 channels with DVR capability.
All right, HBO, Rick, we're gonna have to talk about that off air. But thank you, obviously.
You guys are living.
Got me on Patreon, so send me a message. And let me look into it. Send me some information and maybe a hyperlink so I can get to it directly and check it out. I'm going to get on out to New Jersey's own Stunner. What up?
Yo, yo, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yo, what's going on? All right, so as far as the October 6th date, this is how I feel about it. Can't possibly put on Jesse Vargas and Terrell Miller to compete with a Conor McGregor Khabib card, because that's like arguably like the biggest fight, maybe in like, maybe not, I mean, that might be the biggest fight in UFC history, to be honest. And you're talking about a guy in Conor who's coming off what, doing like 4.2 or like 4.5 million like pay-per-view buys with, you know, Mayweather. Granted, he lost, but I mean, it can't even really be said how many of that 4.2, you know, is due to, you know, just Conor, you know, being in the fight, or, you know, Mayweather, because they're both proven draws. But it's like, there's definitely going to be boxing fans that are watching that fight just because they want to see how a guy who just lost to Mayweather, you know, is looking. And this is like an all-out fight. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't like the fact that, like, you can't expect to, like, do good numbers on that date. But you don't even have subscribers to your fucking DAZN shit in the U.S., and you're trying to go up against a Conor McGregor pay-per-view. Doesn't seem too good. That's how I feel about that. And let me just add this in there, because I didn't get to call in over the weekend. I was watching that fight on HBO over the weekend, and Kovalev got fucking iced. And one of the things I noticed, you know, Ness, you could probably attest to this, you know, the fight was in Jersey. It's like, look, for all boxers out there, if you're going to fight in New Jersey, and you were like a ducker, you on some bullshit, the fans don't know that shit. Ain't no sugarcoating that, you know, gets done in Jersey. If you watch that fight from start to finish, like, it was like a pro Alvarez crowd. Like, nobody wanted Kovalev to win it there. And the reason that they put the fight in Jersey is because they thought Kovalev was going to have
you know, a bunch of like Polish fans and whatnot. But yeah, that's my call.
Well, all right, Stunner, thanks for calling in. We're going out to our ringer, Stainless. Talk to me.
Yo, what up, man? It's Mike.
What up? What up?
What's good?
Yo, I got that TBB signal, so I called in.
That Batman signal, I feel.
I mean, I don't. Yeah, you know, as soon as it go off, man, if I ain't on YouTube, I'm on the phone. Fortunately, I'm off today, so it made it even better. I can call in. Back with this zone debacle, man. I understand it seems like it ain't a lot, $10, but like I'm already subscribed on that ESPN Plus app. I mean, I almost got onto the Showtime app. I'm saying because I'm not always at home, and I'm planning to start doing a lot of traveling, so it's becoming important that I got those streams because those are the leaders in boxing right now. But the zone, like, they press releases nothing. Like, you have to go search for it. They have nothing on Android yet. Like, I'm an Android, you know, and then I've got access to the Apple Store, too. Like, and I'm still seeing nothing for the zone. I mean, if they plan on promoting a fight that they haven't even really started talking about yet, I'm saying to people that already have like an abundant amount of boxing. Like last week wasn't like the greatest weekend of boxing to me, but it was something substantial there for me to watch. And you trying to get me to spend $10 more? Like I don't even watch UFC, but I still have to think: do I want to spend another $10, $15, $20, whatever for app? You know what I'm saying? And that is a great fight card, but how do I fit that into my budget? You know what I mean? And because I'm not really worried about Conor McGregor. Like I said, I'm not a MMA fighter type. Like I was talking to a former amateur boxer, man, and he and I had the same take on it. You know, it's like a UFC is something that where you don't have to have one particular discipline. You can be a jack of all trades and a master of none. So, you know, I look forward to boxing. You know, and like Ness, I'm a TV junkie too. You know what I'm saying? I got so many different apps. Like I got Amazon Prime, Netflix, and all this other shit. So, you know, that $10 ain't like nothing to some people, but that might take me from $80 to $100 or $90 to $100. You know what I'm saying? Depending on how much I got to spend. You know what I'm saying? That I have added on every month. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna need some more convincing because Eddie Hearn already on my bad side because he, you know what I'm saying, he talked more than he can back up. So, you know what I'm saying? I need, you know, you got, I'm from the Shelby country and we just ain't believing right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to him. Like I said, I love boxing. I appreciate the opportunity to have more to watch, but they're just not convincing me that it's worth my money at this point.
And Stainless,
as always say, please make sure that you push the thumbs up, share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice podcast. I'm sorry, Mike, you were saying something.
I was going to say real quick, do you know if you're allowed to sign up for the app.
One more time, you was breaking up there.
Do you know if you're allowed to sign up for the app now, or do you have to wait till like September, like right before the Joshua fight? Did it say it on the press release?
Yeah, I didn't see anything towards that extent. They were talking more about the upcoming fights that they have. You know what I'm saying? Like it's more promotion of the app than it is actually getting people, you know, involved in it. You know what I'm saying? And fortunately, because I had this platform, like I'm able to talk to people in the UK and Canada and other places that already had this app, and they keeping my interest sparked. You know, because like I said, I don't watch any other sport. All I watch is boxing. You know, it ain't no, I ain't watched the Super Bowl in 2-3 years. I ain't watched the NBA final since LeBron came back from being down 3, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't watch any other sport but boxing. So it's starting to cost me more and more money. You know what I mean? And $5, yes! I could argue, okay, well I can spend $5, you know what I'm saying? But when you start going in the 10, like that's why I had to let go of my Showtime app because they wanted to charge me $9.99 when I already got Showtime on my TV. Like, you know, why am I having to pay for another app? You know what I'm saying? Like to get what I'm already paying for when it used to be free to stream, you know, from a Showtime on your phone, even live TV. So, you know, like for people like me, that's the only sport I watch when I'm paying for these extra apps and streams in order to watch just this one specific thing, because I'm not watching hockey or IndyCar racing or golf, badminton, or any. I mean, I don't watch any other sport but boxing. I don't watch any other contact sport. You know what I'm saying? There's only boxing. And I came, I'm a former green belt in Tung Sudo. I took Tung Sudo, which is a Vietnamese form of karate, for 5 years, man. You know what I'm saying? And I grew up fighting in the streets. I've always loved boxing. And so it's something that, especially being from Detroit, you know, with the Crunch Gym, Tommy Hearns, you know what I'm saying? And all, man, there's so many boxers coming out of Detroit, I can't even stop with it. I can't even get a name, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't watch anything else. So to be asked to spend even more money, like, and to tell me as a consumer that it's wrong for me to want to be upset about paying more money or the extreme in which they want to charge me, you know what I'm saying? That's ridiculous. Like, you trying to bring me in, you know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to get my attention, and you're not going to do that, you know what I'm saying, by, you know, trying to overcharge me, you know what I'm saying? I tell everybody, everything in life is a hustle. You know what I'm saying? It's like my grandfather taught me. You know what I'm saying? In this world, it's pimps and hoes. You know what I'm saying? Try to pimp more than you get hoes. And like I said, man, please make sure that you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. And appreciate all the extra time, man. And love these morning shows too, man. Y'all keep up with it, man. You already know I ain't going to get that speech again. Peace.
Stainless, you already know, man. Thank you, as always. We got a few super chats we need to get out to. We have from Dom Christopher. DAZN means Deontay Wilder versus Anthony Joshua fight next. Yeah, that looks like that is. I mean, the thing is, yeah, it will mean that for the U.S. It will mean that for the U.S. because Joshua is. His U.S. streaming rights are to DAZN, so they're going to have to. And listen, you heard my interview with Espinosa. He said they're not doing any split promotion with DAZN.
But Eddie did say that is on a fight-by-fight basis. He said if somebody comes and make an offer for Joshua next fight, then they can get it.
Another super chat from Larry Merchant says, jealous trolls in the chat. If Eddie does in America what he's done in the UK, you'll be happy. Hating before it's even started. I'm telling you, this is the same thing that was happening to PBC, man. I'm trying to be as optimistic as I was for PBC. But after listening to so many callers and stuff, and then having Stainless talk about last week, wow, everything that was last week was free, and everything that was last week sounds better than
90 seconds.
The August 6th card. From the super chat, Travity the Truth. You guys have it wrong. DAZN is a subscriber business, not a ratings business. People can watch UFC as long as DAZN gets the $10, they win. Now, I've read this comment so many times trying to understand what it is that he meant, right? Because does he mean that if you have DAZN, you can also watch the UFC?
60 seconds.
Because if that's what he means, he obviously is wrong, because DAZN is aligned with Bellator. And does he mean, like, if DAZN gets their $10, you can still go buy the pay-per-view for the UFC?
He's saying as long as you guys have already signed up for DAZN in September for the Joshua fight, then by the time October 26th, 6th rolls around, it wouldn't matter if you're watching or not, because you already paid that $10 for the month. So you can go watch the UFC if you want to.
True. True. So the DAZN's going to get their $10, maybe a week or so, 2 weeks before the actual October 6th card, because they're starting their launch date with the September 22nd date of Joshua.
First month is free with the option to stop after the first month.
So there you go, Travity. And Kaz comes in on a super chat and says, the only time UK haters donate is to defend DAZN, and two emojis of trash cans around DAZN. Let's get out to my, let me see here, is, oh yes, Dominic, what up? Dominic in Seattle, talk to me.
Yeah, what's up with you? This Conor McGregor fight versus Khabib is pretty serious. But with the zone, I just don't have the respect until they fight. So AJ fights Deontay Wilder, 100%. I mean, that's bottom line. I'm pretty sure everybody in America feels the same way. And Conor McGregor, he's coming off too many losses. But, you know, this is kind of like a warm-up fight for him, I feel like. Until he wants to fight Floyd Mayweather or Manny Pacquiao, whatever. That's all I got to say.
Stay in your lane.
Man, you're lucky this is a boxing show.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in there, Dominic. Time to wrap this one up, guys. We had a lot of interaction from the listeners, so I don't know. Hopefully the zone hears their opinions. A lot of trash can emojis going out here. You guys are some haters, bro. I don't get it. They did this to PBC, man. I will not turn around and do it to DAZN. I wanted PBC to succeed. And, you know, who knows if DAZN is where boxing ends up and everybody ends up on there. You know what I mean? We got to be optimistic. Ultimately, if we could have one entity having all the fighters, it means we get all the fights. This right now does cause some divide, but at least it's fighters that we don't normally get to see. Like, when's the last time Thomas DeLorme has been in the media? You know? So it's not hurting anybody. Like, if you don't want it, don't buy it. It's that fucking simple. It's like those pay-per-views, you know? You don't like it, don't buy it. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Do not forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. Hit that notification bell so that you can get a notification every time we go live. And I just got news from Doomy that we are not going to Chicago. He has other plans and cannot change them. Fucking sucks.
Oh, man. Well, my final thoughts are that I'm happy about the DAZN card. I mean, it got some stars on there, even though they're not matched up with talent to their level. It's still a nice card, and I'm happy when I get to watch boxing on Saturday. So it's not a problem for me. I owe boxing much more than it owes me. So I'm always happy with boxing on. And the UFC, Khabib is not a warm-up fight. Last caller, I'm sorry. That's it.
All right. And then my final thoughts is that it's not going to change anything that I do. I watch boxing and UFC the same night. So I just hope that at some point everything gets scheduled out properly where Jesse Vargas can get the most attention. So if that's before or after the fight, but I'll be tuning in all of it. And, you know, you got to remember DAZN is a subscribing app, but the event is in Chicago. And just like the previous caller called in, I'm sure the event itself in Chicago will do great. I'm sure they're going to get a lot of attention and money in Chicago. The app is going to be a debatable thing. Fighter IQ Media at Twitter and Instagram.
Peace.